Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Upped my game.
Well, we better talk to him right now. Ladies and gentlemen, one of the top players on the Eagles as they prepare tomorrow night for a tough test in Carolina is safety Malcolm Jenkins. Hi, Malcolm!
Hey, how's it going?
Hey, Malcolm, thanks for coming out with us. We were just discussing the fourth annual Blitz Bow Ties and Bourbon event, which is next Monday at Union Trust. Tell us a little bit about this event, Malcolm. I know you've been doing it for years now. What is it about?
Yeah, it's the fourth annual fundraiser that we do for the Malcolm Jenkins Foundation. We raise funds mainly for our programs here in Philadelphia that we do during the summer. We have a STEM program in partnership with Drexel University that's been going really well. We were able to expand it from about 20 kids to 70 this past summer. And so obviously we're looking to continue to support that. But overall, it's a great time. It's an opportunity for people to come hang out with the Eagles, enjoy a little bourbon, a little live music, some good food. It's been a fun time and one that I look forward to every year in Philly.
Sounds fantastic. Just go to MalcolmJenkinsFoundation.org. You can sign up, get tickets. The Malcolm Jenkins Foundation to get more information on that. It's a phenomenal thing. Malcolm, this is the thing I'm trying to figure out because you have a lot of style, right? Did you have that when you were younger? I don't have any. You were with Mark Frazetta yesterday, our co-host, and you were analyzing his style. When do you acquire style?
I think style has a lot to do with, knowing yourself. I think as you kind of become you and you know who you are, then you know what you like to wear, what you're comfortable in, and that style kind of develops. It gets awkward when you try to follow fashion trends because those are kind of like other people's things that you're trying to make fit, and those usually don't.
You said a couple of things to Mark that amazed me. One is you saw a picture of him with a cigar, and you thought that was good, and his pictures with his fiancée you approved of. So maybe you have to have accessories? Is that part of it?
Yeah, I told him it was, it wasn't necessarily what he was wearing, but it was like you look confident. One, he had on shades and had a cigar in his hand. So it was like, I don't care what you're wearing at that point. You look like you feel good and you feel like you look good. And then, another one, he had a fiancée on his arm. She obviously is way more attractive than he is.
Yeah.
That's what I saw. That always makes you look better. You have an attractive woman. You look good.
I'm taking notes right now, Malcolm. Let's get to the game because here's my premise, Malcolm. You tell me if I'm nuts here. It's hard enough to prepare for Cam Newton when you have a week. It's even much more of a challenge when you got to play him after 3 days of prep, isn't it?
Oh yeah. I mean, their offense presents a lot of things to prepare for. They got Cam Newton himself as a player. Then you got McCaffrey, Jonathan Stewart, Benjamin. They got all these guys in jet motion, zone read option, quarterback draws, wildcat. So these are all things that you got to, be able to communicate and prepare for. So it definitely makes it a little bit more difficult on the short week.
There's really no guy like him in the league, right, Malcolm, with all the weapons that he has.
I don't think there's a quarterback that is his height and weight and speed that can throw the ball like he does. And so, yeah, I think from all the intangibles he has, it's definitely tough to replicate that.
Malcolm, you did an interview with CBS's Joe Santaliquita. You talk to him every week. And you made comments this week that I found very encouraging. You're a guy who won a Super Bowl in New Orleans, and you're loving the maturity and resilience of the current team. Could you talk to us a little bit about what you're seeing as this team grows into a potentially really, really good football team?
Yeah, I think a lot of, the attention that we've been getting is, been around the success that we've had and being able to win. But for me, I focus on, you know, how we handle adversity and kind of what I've learned about this team in the first quarter or so of the season. And, you know, we played, you know, the majority of the games, all but two are on the road, and we're able to come out with a bunch of wins. We had a ton of injuries early, especially on defense. You know, you're at one point in a game where you don't have Fletcher Cox, you don't have Jordan Hicks, you don't have Ronald Darby, you don't have Rodney McLeod, don't have Jerry Watkins. So these are five, you know, your starters that aren't out there, and you still find a way to plug guys in to get prepared to go out and expect to win, to expect to have success. And I think as we get healthier and as we grow and mature as a team, the way that we handle success has been a little bit different in the past years, and I think that has something to do with our maturation. And so I think as we move throughout this season, that'll just make our team stronger and better as we move forward.
Right now, I always see you as like the leader of the defense, a natural leader. From the day you got here, we could see that, Malcolm. Does Wentz have those qualities on the other side of the ball? Do you see that from him too?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I know last year as a rookie, he was very, very focused on just, you know, coming in, learning as much as he could and kind of doing his job on Sundays. And he deferred to the leaders on the team to kind of handle that. This year he's been very, very proactive in, you know, speaking his voice and being that leader, especially on the offensive side of the ball. So I definitely think he's a natural leader. He's somebody that has let it come organically. I think everybody in the locker room respects him and wants him to be that leader. So it's been a smooth transition for him.
Kind of where he differentiates himself from you, Malcolm, is I don't see style there. could you assess Wentz's style for us?
Well, this year he's actually been all right.
Yeah.
You know? And well, he came. You know, I opened up a clothing store this offseason, and so he came. You know, he came through to get a consultation, and so he's been wearing he's been wearing my shoes lately, and you know, I think it's definitely taking the style to the next step.
You took the kid under your wing, didn't you, Malcolm?
I did. You know, I'm like, hey, you're going to be in front of all these cameras, man. We got to make sure you're looking good.
One other thing, Malcolm, I've really appreciated the way you handled your own protest of what's going on with the anthem. It sounds like the NFL now is toying with the idea of banning any sort of protest. How would you react to that? You met with him a couple of weeks ago. Did you sense it? That's where he was going with this?
No, I didn't sense that this is where it was going, and I'm hoping that's not the case. But, you know, we'll continue to engage with the league and finding, you know, solutions of how to continue to support the players, amplify, you know, our voices and what we're trying to stand for, what we're trying to get accomplished in our communities. We've been open to, you know, a collaborative effort to do that, and so we just hope that, you know, ownership and the league office will meet us at that place because, you know, the players have been willing to do it the right way. But at the end of the day, we'll continue to fight for injustice. We'll continue to fight for equality in any way we need to.
All right. The Malcolm Jenkins Foundation will host the 4th Annual Blitz Bowtie and Bourbon event at Union Trust next Monday. Go to themalcolmjenkinsfoundation.org. One last thing, Malcolm. You've done a lot in this community. You've got this summer STEAM program, science, technology, all the stuff you're doing, 6-week day camp for the kids. Why is that important to you?
I always, you know, as a player and an athlete, you know, you get so much support from your fans in the community that you play in. It's important to me to kind of give that back. But there's so much need, you know, in our communities that, you know, those who call themselves leaders or, you know, who are well off in our communities need to find a way to give back. And I know for a fact that, you know, I didn't make it this far in my life and become who I am without any outside influences. And it wasn't just one person. It was, you know, a school of people that have kind of molded me into who I am. And so those experiences and lessons learned are ones that I'm trying to pass on to others in disadvantaged neighborhoods that might not get the same opportunities that I've had, and really expose them to other opportunities to kind of spark their creativity, and just show them a different way.
It's an awesome way to do it. Malcolm, good luck tomorrow night, and thank you for coming on with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Malcolm Jenkins, a real leader.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.